As they have in other board cycles, Southeast residents submitted proposals seeking closed areas near their communities for both commercial and sport Dungeness crabbing. Kurt Whitehead is on the Fish and Game Advisory Committees for Klawock and for Eastern Prince of Wales Island, and those committees proposed some of the closures. For one proposal around Klawock, he explained residents wanted to ensure they could catch crab for subsistence and personal use close to town.
Yeah, this is a real need for the community of Klawock. Economically depressed area, small boats, they just wanted to push the commercial operators out just a short ways.
Whitehead explained local residents in that community and others on the eastern side of the island felt like they could no longer catch Dungeness due to the commercial fleet or out-of-state sport anglers. They report local areas where crab are scarce because of that competition and a predation from sea otters as well. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game opposed closing areas and said there's no conservation concern with Dungeness. The commercial fleet had its second highest harvest on record in 2020. Board member Israel Payton of Wasilla said he generally supported closures like these around a community.
I understand. I grew up in a rural community, and I grew up competing with resources as a local stakeholder with, out of state and out of area, out of local residents coming in competing with that. So I understand why communities like a little sanctuary around their area to go harvest. Subsistence is about, harvesting close to your domicile. That's what it's all about, have a sanctuary near your where you live.
The proposal for Klawock was originally drafted to close the area to the commercial fleet and non-resident sport fishermen, but the board removed the words non-resident on the urging of the Department of Law's Aaron Peterson.
If you were to say, we're just going to allocate everything away from any non-resident fishery, the Department of Law would have serious concerns with that.
It was a unanimous 5-0 vote to close both commercial and sport crabbing in an area around Klawock. And while they remove the words non-resident, that change leaves the area open to Alaskans only under subsistence or personal use regulations. There are 17 areas already closed to commercial fishing in the region. Commercial fishing industry groups opposed more and backed proposals to reduce some of those exclusion zones. Some of the areas have designations for subsistence use, while others don't, and the board ended up supporting some subsistence sanctuaries, but not others. The board voted down new commercial closures in Kaufman Cove and Kasan Bay, also on Prince of Wales Island, but they approved new prohibited zones for the commercial fleet around Whale Pass and Heideberg. Mackenzie Mitchell of Fairbanks voted against several of those.
I guess I'm not going to be in support of these proposals. I think that there's an abundance. For me, the arguments presented by the proposer were kind of uncompelling because there was talk about the sea otter population, which is doesn't connect the dots for me for this issue. There was talk about, and I quote, fake residents, which by shutting it down to the sport fish and commercial fishery, if they're residents, they can still prosecute and subsistence and personal use fisheries. So I'm just having a hard time connecting the dots on this argument.
They voted against reducing a commercial closure zone in Tenneke Inlet, and they voted against wiping a commercial closure near Elfin Cove off of the books. The changes weren't just for commercial crabbers. The board supported closures of sport crabbing around Kaufman Cove and Whale Pass. Board Chair Marit Carlson Van Dort of Anchorage explained her thinking on one sport crabbing change.
You know, I think my intent would be to, provide that opportunity for subsistence and personal use for Alaskan residents. And I think that that's what the intent of the proposal was.
During deliberations, Alaska Department of Fish and Game Sport Fish Division Director Dave Rutz thought many more communities could also be seeking these closed areas.
You know, it could be a slippery slope starting to close areas to sport fishing when there are that many communities, because there's a lot of people out there that are NIMBYs. They don't like people in their backyards, so I just wanted to mention that.
Board members were unanimous in voting down a longer commercial season for Dungeness in the wintertime in Sitka Sound. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.